state funding to shore up food banks is done. The city of Norman is considering updating a housing code, and federal funding for stable housing in Tulsa is in jeopardy. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, November 18th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma funds to support food banks will stop now that the federal government shutdown is over. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports one food bank is expecting to distribute thousands of meal boxes to eligible individuals in the coming weeks.
Early this month, state lawmakers approved $1 million emergency dollars weekly for up to 7 weeks to support Oklahoma's Feeding America food banks during the federal shutdown. Over the course of the last week and a half, $1.5 million were funneled to regional food banks for direct delivery of supplemental nutrition boxes. The boxes contain a week's worth of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, according to officials at the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. That equates to about 1,000 boxes so far, sent directly to Oklahomans in Oklahoma City and the surrounding area. A regional food bank spokesperson says the total number is expected to be in the tens of thousands. Now that the federal shutdown is over, SNAP benefits are flowing to recipients, and that means the state emergency funds are cut off, even as the high demand for food assistance remains. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma is being fined nearly $1 million for failing to implement mandatory fixes to the state's mental health system. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the fines are the first in a series of penalties if wait times for treatment don't improve.
Fees associated with a federal lawsuit mandating fixes to Oklahoma's mental health system have officially kicked in. Under a federal consent decree, the Department of Mental Health was required to reduce the time defendants in county jails wait for competency restoration services. That's mental health treatment people must receive before they can legally stand trial. But many defendants are waiting longer than 60 days, triggering fines that add up to more than $900,000. The state will be subject to a new round of fines, again next month. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The city of Norman is moving to modernize part of its housing code that dictates how many unrelated persons can live in a single-family home. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
Last week, the Norman Planning Commission voted to remove language requiring groups of people larger than three living in a single dwelling together to be related by blood, marriage, or legal adoption. Norman Planning Manager Laura Hoggett said the three unrelated persons language was adopted to the city's code in 1954. She said the ordinance is difficult to enforce as is, and there has been a legal trend across the country to update these kinds of ordinances to allow for more flexibility.
With today's housing market as it is, it can be necessary for some people to need to live with roommates or what have you.
Norman residents expressed concern about overcrowded street parking, the maintenance of historic houses, and noise complaints. While the change in language removes the limit for unrelated persons living in a house, that doesn't mean there is no limit to how many people total can live in a house. City staff said there is a property maintenance code that regulates minimum square footage required for each occupant in a bedroom. I'm Hannah France.
A major federal funding shift could sharply reduce Tulsa's ability to provide permanent housing for people experiencing homelessness. Elizabeth Caldwell reports HUD is cutting financial support.
Instead, the money has to be shifted to transitional programs and services. Officials told the Tulsa World this puts hundreds of people at risk of losing access to stable housing. Local agencies now face capped funding, new competitive requirements, and long delays in the grant cycle. Leaders warn that more than half of current permanent housing funds may need to be repurposed.
In Tulsa, I'm Elizabeth Caldwell.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.